Oh, you hear that music? Strike up the band. That means Terrence Arthur Crisp is joining us here on Morning Drive. Crispy, Derek, you got Derek and Brayden, no Nick Cale. So you're off the hook. You don't have to deal with Nick today. What's up, Crispy?
Not a whole lot. I'm just sitting having a coffee and thinking, close last night, but not close enough for the game. So now the boys are going to come back home and get it back together and find the back of the net, I guess, because they had lots of chances in the third period. But as Chris Mason said, we got to start to finish.
All right, Crispy. How do you fix the power play? Just in general, how do you fix the power play?
You know what? I was laughing, making some notes last night, and I was the one thing that I was listening when they interviewed Ekholm, and Ekholm had the thing when they asked him, he said, "What about the power play, Ekki?" They said, he said, "You know what? We just have to simplify." He said, "We're getting to the point where we're too many passes through the box, too many passes down and back, down and back." He says, Let's just simplify this. He says, get the puck through on net. Let's look for some rebounds. Let's get somebody in front. Let's take deflections, whatever it takes. But the one word Ekki threw out there was, let's simplify it. He says, not the puck movement we have right now is not. And when you think back to when the power play was, when we were on top of our game, we've got some of the best shooters in the league. When you talk about Josi shooting the puck and Ekki and Subban, and Ellis, let's start to let them guys crank it. When they were cranking it, moving it, or Forsey, put him over in the one spot when Forsberg was banging it. There was just two passes over to one of those guys and on net. And to me, I agree, totally agree with Ekholm. Simplify it.
Now, Crispy, obviously, this team has been on a low road swing, and we got a chance to talk to Lavi yesterday, and we talked to him about the power play. But a two-part question for you. One, because of the injuries, do you think they entertained the idea of bringing up Tolvanen? And then two, did this team seem tired to you yesterday? Because I thought, after talking with Lavi and then watching the game, they had opportunity after opportunity, especially in the first period and in the third period, to put the puck in the back of the net, but was not able to. It just seemed like they was tired to me.
You know what? I haven't been in the hockey a long time. That's a long grind. The trip they've been on, like Coach Lav said, you don't make excuses. Every team goes through them. You don't look for a crutch for that or anything like that. Everybody does it. But even when you say it, and even when you have, that's the mantra of your team, you're going to say it and whatnot, yeah, it does wear you down. And it's the same thing as when playoffs, and you get towards the end, you start to get wore down, and you start to make little mistakes. You try little things you normally wouldn't try, or you hold the puck a little too long, or whatever. And last night, you could see some of our shots from the point. We were making the plays, but we just weren't getting rid of the puck quick enough, whether it would be a shot on net, whether it would be a pass to an open guy for his shot on net, whether it would be coming down, make the decision to cut off the wing and head to the net with the puck rather than going deep and stand in the corner. Tiny little things that we weren't just kicking in at the right time. And that's what happens when you do get tired. And obviously last night some of those were showing.
So you conveniently avoided Derek's question about Elli Tolvanen in there, Chris.
Tolvanen, yes.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I was thinking when you said that, when I really hadn't thought about bringing the youngster up yet because I think we still have a lot of good guys here that can play and guys that need some ice time. And I would probably defer to the fact that you'd ask the guy in Milwaukee, how is he doing? Is he ready? Uh-huh. Has he advanced? Can he help us, or does he need a little more time down there? So first off, I'd be phoning Milwaukee. And secondly, I'd be looking at some of the guys here and saying, listen, we've got them here. We've kept them here. Maybe it's time to show, let them have their chance at it.
So I tend to agree with you. I don't think he's probably ready yet. But what does that mean for both P.K. Subban being out now on IR and Victor Arvidsson now knowing the timetable, 6 to 8 weeks, that it's going to be a much longer injury than maybe even people anticipated outside of the organization? Who is it that – I mean, Austin Watson's back, so that's helpful. But Craig Smith, Kevin Fiala, who is it? Matt Irwin's been in this situation many times over the last 2 years where he's filled in for Ryan Ellis or whoever. Who are the guys that you need to see step into bigger roles and produce more?
Probably the ones this is sort of going to sound corny, but the guys that have been carrying the mail, and that means it still is going to fall on Johansson's shoulders, Forsberg's shoulders, Smith's shoulders. They've got to do it. But I still think the guys that the coaching staff have been sticking with and saying they're going to come through, like young Fiala and young Yarncroke, and I still think that also that Turris and Sissons both have a lot more to give it to. And Sissons is starting to show some of the stuff that brought him here. But those are the guys that you've seen do it before, the guys you know can do it, are going to be the ones that have to step in and fill the breach.
Now, Crispy, this is just a general question, and it does have a little bit to do about the power play, but you answered that when Brayden asked you. But how do you fix any problem during a season in a sport that doesn't allow for many off days?
You know what? With our team, and I have to talk to this one before one time about it, that shouldn't be much of a problem with our hockey club because we don't have a whole lot of new guys in it. We don't have a whole lot of new guys that we're throwing into the power play. These guys have been together. They, at the end of last season, we were close the year before, and they all sat down and talked with David Poile, and they talked with the coaching staff, and they said, listen, we have a good team here. We're good together. We've been together. We know each other. We feel we can take a legitimate run at where we all want to get to at the end of the thing, which is the Stanley Cup. And if that's the case, then these guys should know each other, and there should be no real legitimate out as to why they can't click together in the power play. They've got the skill, they've got the know-how, and they've certainly got the system that the coaching staff had put in place. Now, I think not a monumental change, but a little tweak. And one little tweak, and suddenly it'll all come back in there. I always looked at the fact that when Mario Lemieux was on the power play and Ovechkin, and I say, I know you don't have those guys, but similar thing, they're always at that one spot. And everybody knew where they were, and the rest of their teammates knew that they got the puck to them on that one spot. That puck was damn near in the whole time. I always look at it when I look at the power play, and I say, I wonder if Forsberg's out there, and I wonder if Forsberg is standing on that left dot, over towards that left dot. And if every time I looked out and saw that, I thought, you know what? We have a chance for a goal. Because Forsberg's out there, he's on his spot, and if they can get him the puck, we stand a pretty good chance of him hammering that thing home.
And I would say the other guy that I like standing on that dot on the backside like that, Crispy, is number four. I want to see Ryan Ellis's blast. He's yet to score a goal this year. He's been productive. He's a great player, but he got the $6.75 million, whatever it is. That's the guy that needs to put the puck in the back of the net, especially on the power play.
You're dead on right. They've got. I put down last night some analysts. You know, they've got it. Josi has it. Ellis has it. Subban has it. The same shot. But if you don't get it away in time, it's a block shot. Or if you don't get it away in time, it's a deflected shot. Or if you don't get it away in time, you miss the net. The guys force you to a bad angle. I just think that we're not pulling the trigger quick enough. We're waiting too long. And it's like Ekholm said, simplify it. Quit overthinking it. If you have the puck on your stick and you're the man open and you've got a clear shot at net, do it. But last night, and I got to admit, when they did get it, there was nobody in front. We didn't have any traffic in front of Kemper last night. No traffic whatsoever. I mean, he was cleared almost every shot that came out. Well, in fact, the only one he didn't have a clear look at was the goal that Bonino scored. And why did it go in? Because we had traffic in front of him.
Yeah. Well, and that's hopefully where Austin Watson's return will help, because unfortunately what we're talking about here is power play woes and traffic in front of the net. Well, that's what Victor Arvidsson and PK Subban do really well. And that's obviously what they're going to miss now over the next few games and weeks. So we'll see. What about the Kings, Crispy? Terrence Arthur Crisp joining us here on Morning Drive. Crispy, what are the Kings? I mean, they're last place. They've changed their coach. You know, you're coming back home after a long road trip. I mean, it's what kind of challenge do they present tomorrow night?
Probably the biggest thing is I wouldn't even worry about the Kings so much. I worry about what we're doing. And mm-hmm. the coaching staff would tell you that you know what the Kings are. They're skilled. They got some skilled guys that aren't producing right now. But they're one of those teams that they're a dangerous team. And if they've given the night and you give them a chance, they're going to beat you. So I'd say crank it up and pretend you're playing your most worst hated enemy.
Crispy, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Be good. And we'll see you all at the rink.
I love it. Crispy, one of the greats, man. I just that guy just makes my life happier. That's, I mean, I know it's not his job, but it does.
I think it. No,
it
I
just
think
makes me happy.
I think he's made it his job.
That's true. You're right about
made
that.
It his job.
He just.
Yes.
It's infectious. There's no question about that. All right. When we come back, something that also makes everybody happier. Stick to sports, Josh Upton. The pressure is on. Jay Up's got to get the job done. Derek
We're
Mason
ready.
Bradenghal. We'll be right back with Stick to Sports right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.